الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. After discussing the introduction yesterday, today we further read the ayat. In this ayat, Allah addresses the believers, as mentioned that in the previous ayat, Surah An-Nisa, Allah addressed all of mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum. Here Allah addresses the believers, that all you who believe, in iman walo, awfu bil uqood, pura karo ehduku, complete your promises, complete all that which you have pledged yourself to. So from here, the ulama have written in tafsir that all the agreements that we have made with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whether it is with Allah ta'ala or with fellow people, whether it is our private life or our public life, our life of dunya or our life of akhirat. And this refers basically to the pledge of alis. That is, when before we came into this world, Allah Ta'ala took a pledge from all of us and asked alis to be Rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? And we all said in one word, Bala, undoubtedly. Though we only said one word, but it means now all those things that have come with it, we have to fulfill all that. And that is now the details which Allah Ta'ala is giving here. And in the surah, many of the uqood is from the word after. After is a knot. That is when you make a knot, when you agree to something. Like a person gets married, he knots his marriage. So even in marriage, it is not a matter of just a person saying that I have accepted so and so as my wife. But the words are only that much. But after that, it is now his responsibility to give a house, to give food, clothing, etc. according to his means. That all becomes his duty now. So, or just like that, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us all the agreements that we have made. Or it is like a contract a person signs. A person signs just puts one signature. Perhaps on every page just an initial, and on the last page he puts his full signature. But now every clause becomes binding on him. He can't say that I just signed here and that is all what I refer to. But every clause becomes binding on him now. So just like that, when a person accepts Islam, he reads La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it isn't just that now I've only read kalima, but I didn't agree that I'm going to make namaz, I'm going to give zakat, I'm going for hajj, etc. No, all those things become also compulsory upon him. So we are reminded here that we should try and fulfill all these agreements that we have made with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And our whole life, whatever we should consider, and this is what is called the reading of the Quran Sharif. One is that a person should read regularly, and then he should read understanding the meaning also. If we are not ulama, then we should try and look at some translation, but first ask the advice of some alim, which translation, because there are many types of translations available. We should look at the correct translation and then see what is the purport, the meaning, and what is the not only the outward words, but the details of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Like this ayat here is very brief, but the meaning of it is very detailed, that all the agreements that we have made, though we just say one word at a time, but we should consider all these agreements that we have to fulfill. So whatever Allah Ta'ala's rights are with regard to, as far as imaniyat are concerned, if a person who enters into Islam usually and he reads the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, or perhaps ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, But all the kalimas, all imani mufassal, iman on Allah, iman on the last day, iman on the malaika, all that now becomes incumbent and compulsory. We have to believe in all of that. And once a person has entered into Islam, then without any reservation, he should now fulfill all the commandments which Allah Ta'ala has placed on him. So that is with regard to imaniyat is concerned. And of course the details are very much, this is not at all, even the tip of the iceberg of all the details of imaniyat. And then is ibadat, all the ibadat that has become compulsory now. A person, namaz becomes compulsory. A person can't say that I accept namaz is compulsory, but I won't make wudu. When we have accepted namaz is compulsory, wudu is compulsory. Our clothes must be correct also. And then namaz must be done properly also. Not just haphazardly, not now and then, not just as we would feel like doing namaz, but how namaz is supposed, that is all, that we have agreed to all that. And now it is our duty to fulfill all that. And in the ibadat then, it's much more, not only namaz and roza or hajj, but there are many more things. All those things which ever Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory upon us, which are part of deen. By entering into deen, we are taking the whole parcel, the whole of deen. So we should try and make an effort that not only be satisfied with what we are doing, but is more deen coming into my life or not? My akhirat, and today generally our concern for akhirat, the qabr, the day of qiyamah, is very, very minimal, that we don't really consider, and we have to prepare for that. We don't know when what will come to which person. And then we have to be prepared for that eternal and everlasting life. So in this ayat, Allah has given us instruction that in all parts of deen, that was as far as ibadat is concerned, then there is muamalat, our business dealings, our earnings, all that must be also done properly as Allah has prescribed. And then is muasharat, that is how we live our social life, how we interact with other people, and then our akhlaq and our character. All these things must be done correctly as Allah wants it from us. May Allah give us the understanding of our deen and to make effort for our deen and bring all this into our lives, inshallah.